suppose like the biggest headline is like the concern, like the for homeowners basically that, you know, this report, it hasn't given them any kind of light on the way forward or assistance. I think that's the biggest concern. I think it reinforces the requirement for a redress scheme, and that's basically what has been coming from the audience, and that redress scheme should happen straight away.
Listening to the minister with responsibility in this area, he seemed to indicate the taxpayer is not going to foot the bill. There'd be a process of trying to find out who may. In other words, it seems like any possibility of a redress scheme seems an awful long way down the line, and with the size of a bill that could potentially be there, who's going to pay it?
Well, yeah, I take on board what that seems to be the response at the moment. The response seems to be looking at stakeholders to see where this, I don't know whether it's fault or where the resources can come from. But basically, like, there is a redress scheme at the moment for the pyrite issue in Leinster. Money was found for it. That scheme's up and running. We have a similar issue here. We have a defective product that's causing a structural defect, and a similar scheme should be set up, and the money should be found the same way as the money was found for the pyrite remediation scheme.
What do you think, though, the homeowners can do, those affected? Because, as you say, there doesn't seem to be any light of the out at the end of the tunnel just yet, and there are people that maybe are considering doing some remedial work on their homes, but there's such uncertainty as to whether that money could be wasted or indeed recouped.
Yeah, well, it's unlikely it's going to be recouped if you take it to use the same system as the pyrite scheme. If you fix your home, the you weren't entitled to any redress through that scheme, and that is one issue. And I think that homeowners at the moment have to continue through their elected members, their politicians, and to lobby the powers that be at Dublin to get the scheme set up straight away. And like, it's taken some time to get us to this stage. We're 4 years down the line, and the expert panel have issued the report. And I think that the pressure still needs to be continued. And with a view to getting some kind of scheme, or even indication of a scheme, set up before the year end.